under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on into Friday TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, December 29th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This is the last show of 2023. I want to thank you guys. I want to thank our radio family, our listeners, all of the patriots across the state of Michigan, in other locations around the country, our sponsors, my wife, this show. This has been an unbelievable year. And I got to tell you, it humbles me to know that so many of us are thinking the same things, wanting the same things, really wanting to improve our lives, the lives of our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. I got accused this morning in a text message of being the founder of the American Eternal Optimist Club. Truly appreciates my eternal optimism. I'm sorry, folks. It's just in the DNA. Either you're positive and optimistic that things can improve and live in that energy, live in that space, have that mindset. Somebody says to you, you know, hey, we got a problem. No, we don't. We don't have a problem. We never have a problem. We are being presented with an opportunity to overcome an obstacle that would stop most people. But it's not going to stop us. No, it's not going to stop us. We will fix this. I've learned in my life three M's. Men, money, and machines. We can overcome anything. Your transmission goes out in your car. Men, money, and machines. Hire some men with machines. Pay them to do the service. Fix the transmission. You're back on the road. You have to understand that this is a mindset. This is where we're coming from. I've had so many people say, well, Randy, you have a mission that you're coming out with announcing on Monday's show, New Year's Day. I'm going to be on this microphone. We'll have our sponsors on New Year's Day. We will be talking, engaging with them, but we will be announcing the battle plan for 2024 on New Year's Day. Other shows, other hosts are taking the day off, not me. Going to be right here with you. Now, you might be watching the Rose Bowl parade. You might be watching some football games. You might be just vegging out. Well, join us on Monday, because the battle plan is coming out on Monday. This is the last show of 2023. Thank God. It's in the books. It's behind us. The plan is coming. And I am so excited I could barely sleep last night. Short break, a word from those sponsors. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE&G Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
My name is Todd Spallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spallenberg, electspallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spallenberg for state rep.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one on this Friday. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Looking forward to Monday's show. As I said, we'll be rolling out the battle plan. And I don't care if the other side hears it. I don't care at all. As a matter of fact, I want them to know what the battle plan is. I want them to understand that this is going to happen, and it's going to happen to them. From a political standpoint, major changes is coming to Northern Michigan. As a matter of fact, we're going to flip so many seats that the state news media, Craig Mauger from the Detroit News, Jonathan Osteen from Bridge, Michigan, Chad Livingood from the News, Paul Egan from the Free Press, Kyle Malin from the MERS News Service, Zach Gongwer for Gongwer News Service, Emily Lowler from MLive, little Timmy Skubik from Off the Record. They're going to be covering stories about this listening area. All of the newly elected people that are going to get elected in 2024, you're going to be one of them. Precinct delegates, school board members, county commissioners, whatever your calling is, you're going to do this with us. Consider me to be your personal political consultant. When I get off this microphone at 12 noon, Monday through Friday, Saturdays and Sundays, for all of next year, I've already told Vicky, no days off. The only shows I won't be doing, of course, is the legal holidays. 4th of July, probably not going to be here. Maybe. Depending on, let's see, when is 4th of July next year? Let's pull that up real quick and look. Is that during the week or is that on the weekend? It's a Thursday. I'll be here. You know what? 4th of July, I'm going to be here. Yeah, Labor Day. Heading into the November election. Oh, baby, I will be here. You guys have my cell phone number, 231-360-5140. If you haven't attended the class yet and you can attend St. Ignace on Saturday, February 3rd, Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution, text me class. I'll send you the flyer and the link. I got the website updated yesterday. Shayna, hopefully you saw that. But we're going to hit the ground running on Monday. This is going to be Monday, January 1st, 2024, day one. Day one. 365 days of work is what I'm committing to you guys. Now, I don't expect you to work every single day. No, I do not. But I'm going to. I told Vicky last night, I said, you know what? My New Year's resolution is going to be very simple. I'm going to work every day next year. I'm not going to take a day off. Even on days you might think would be a day off, I still will be talking to somebody on the cell phone. We will be getting new sponsors. We are going to grow this radio family. We're going to improve our lives. We're going to save money. We're going to be healthier, and we're going to get elected. There'll be new people running these organizations from top to bottom. I don't care if it's local school boards or public library boards, county commissioners, sheriffs. It doesn't matter. This is a huge election year, and we are going to be involved. You're going to be involved. Your friends, your family, your coworkers, people you go to church with, people you know. You know, Dale Carnegie taught a very simple idea. What if you were to die? What if you were to die? And the funeral was held, the services were held. How many people in your mind, do you think would come to your funeral? Being humble, not having that many friends. You know, maybe I might end up with 20 family members. Maybe, possibly. a handful of friends, maybe. I don't know. But Dale Carnegie says, on average, now this was back many decades ago when I took the training, said on average 100 to 150 people come to funerals. Doesn't matter who you were. Doesn't matter. On average, some people who are in public life, maybe they were the police chief or the fire chief or the county sheriff for many years. In the world of politics, a former state representative, a former state senator, whatever. You know, they get 300, 400, 500, 600 people coming to their funerals. An elderly grandmother or great-grandmother in her 80s. Well, they might end up with 20, 30 people. On average, he said 100 to 150 people come to your funeral. You're not going to die, God willing, next year. You're not going to have a funeral. But you're going to write down the names of those 150 people, 100 people, 20 people, 40 people. Whatever the number is in your mind, make a list. We're going to call this my funeral guests. My funeral guests will be anybody you think is close enough to you that if they hear that you died and your family put on a service for you, a funeral, that they would show up. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, going out to the cemetery and watching the casket or the ashes be spread. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just coming to pay respect to the family. Make a list. And then what I want you to do is go through the list and slowly but surely in January, start contacting them. Haven't talked to you in a while. Family members, longtime friends, haven't talked to you in a while. I just wanted to reach out to you and say hi and let you know I was thinking of you. Don't tell them you put it on my funeral guest list. Don't tell them that. Well, you can if you want. You know, I was thinking about if I died, who would come to my funeral, and I thought of you. I don't know if you'd come to my funeral or not, but I thought of you. Wow, it's really cool. I'm glad you thought of me. Yeah, it's been a long time. We haven't talked. So what's up? You know, why are you calling me? Well, I'm listening to this radio show, and he made me think about some things, and I wanted you to know that I truly appreciate you as a friend, a longtime acquaintance, and this year is going to be a really important year. It's going to be an important year for me. I've decided I'm running for office. I'm going to be a precinct delegate. I'm going to be on the ballot. I've decided to run for school board. I've decided to run for county commissioner. Whatever it is that's on your heart to do, but you're going to be on the ballot. At a bare minimum, you're going to be a precinct delegate. We're going to grow these county parties. Well, here's the thing. That might plant a seed in them that maybe they should think about running. Maybe they should get involved. Maybe they should come join you. If they live in your county, maybe they'll join the county party with you. You know what? I'd love to see you on a monthly basis. They have monthly meetings. I'd really love to see you. Why don't we join together and go to the meetings together? Let's do that. Let's see what this politics stuff's all about. What the heck's going on in our county? And get engaged. You join the party. They join the party. The party grows. Maybe they got a friend or a next-door neighbor. They're going to say, you know what? Let me bring Kevin, my next-door neighbor. He's a really cool dude. You're coming to my house to pick me up, right? Well, I'll just ask Kevin to join us. Maybe his wife, Linda. Or Kurt and Sue Brown. Maybe we'll talk to them, the neighbors on the other side. Energy breeds energy. the synergistic effect is going to start happening. I'm letting out part of the plan that I'm going to talk about on Monday, but this is just one part of it. And, you know, I've had so many people see me now that I've lost 90 pounds. This morning I weighed 208 from 297, 89 pounds. Excuse me, Mr. Precision. But guess what? They look at me and they go, what the heck? Are you sick? Do you have cancer? You look anemic. Like, nope, I'm feeling great. No prescriptions, blood pressure 120 over 80, resting heart rate is 64. I feel fantastic. I honestly feel like I'm about 30, 35, 40 at the most. I'm 65. This is what I'm doing. And I just share it with people and they go, you know what? I'm going to do it. Great. Because I'm going to tell you, sleeping like a baby and having this kind of energy, I love life. And it's going to come across to everybody we talk to this year. Your enthusiasm for what we're going to do together is going to spread like wildfire. We've got new members of the church at Pastor Chatfield's church because of this radio station, because of this show, hearing him on in the history lesson, hour number two every Friday. He's got a great lesson for us today. But it's going to be engaging. It's going to be game on. And every single day, I will have something else to talk about in the plan as they open up different things for us to do. Campaign filing of documents, affidavits of identity. Going to meetings, going to events, going to trainings. Folks, I've even talked to the dealers of Well Connect. They said if you guys refer us customers for every person they sell a unit to, they're going to give you a $500 referral fee. You're going to use that $500 and you're going to put it in a special place. Savings account, under your pillow, I don't care. And you use that money to come to these events, to these classes, to these Reagan Day dinners, these Lincoln Day dinners. All the things that we're going to do together, we're going to give you a way to attend all of them with no money out of your pocket. We want you guys to get this training. The installers, the dealers, they're like us. They're all patriots. They hate the direction the country's going. They hate the direction the state's going. They want to help us. We're going to be together on this journey. I almost wish it was Monday right now, New Year's Day. You guys not having to work, listen to the show, listen to the battle plan that's coming out on Monday. You're going to be a part of it. I'm just so, so thankful, God, for it. Bottom of the hour news break. One of the patriots getting involved, Todd Smallenberg, is going to join us in the next segment. We'll be right back.